The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You know what? What? Hey. This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care and please be kind. This is all so grand, my dreams are on parade. If you'll just understand, they will never, never fade. Tell me your love sincere, and please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Please be kind, 'cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, baby, please be kind.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, please be kind. Yeah, baby. 8:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Please be kind. Oh, it's going to get, you know what? It's going to be kind today. We're going to watch Kamala Harris. We're going to watch Joe Biden down in Delaware. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see. That's going to be, it's going to be great. I'm telling you, it's going to be like a husband and wife. And then Joe's going to just be searching for words and Kamala's going to correct him. You know what Joe really meant? You know, I thought that, yeah, I'd like to just say that Joe, what can they do? Because you can't, Joe has good days and bad days. What if it's kind of a bad day? And I wish him all the best, and I'm not being mean here, but really, really, is this going to be great TV or what? Forgive me. So, and don't, and listen, it's going to, and I've been talking all morning long. Kamala Harris comes out. It looks friendly. The mainstream media is going to support this ticket. Like, not, they will not ask questions. They will not look into things. It's like in New York with Mayor de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, the press, except for the New York Post, except for Michael Goodwin, the press just lets them off the hook. Lets them off the hook. And Governor Murphy as well in New Jersey, except for Paul Molchan. No one, everybody's afraid to ask, you know? They just don't. They just don't. There's no objectivity in the press corps when it comes to progressives running, regressives, if I may. So it's going to be interesting to see. They're not going to ask any questions. It's going to be light, and they're going to just gun and go right by it, and they're going to save all the crazy questions and all the crazy interviewing for a Donald Trump press conference, and you and I are going to know better. Because don't forget, when Kamala Harris goes in and she's smiling and they're laughing today, and Joe bumbles through what he's going to bumble through, and Kamala will try to make up for it, and then someone will step up, okay, that's it, and they'll cut it off, and the press will not ask one question. Trust me, you're not going to get any of the mainstream media to ask a question, and they'll block the regular, the media that does count, they'll block them out. Don't forget, these are the folks that stand behind the rioters, the disarray in the country, the looters in Chicago, whether it's Black Lives Matter or it's just like these people that hate America. These are the people that they stand for, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. And it may look, and the fear I have, because it was a very smart move, I'm sorry to tell you that, very smart what they did to Kamala Harris. Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, they're nice now. They're friends now. Look at this. Look how nice this is. And it's not. They don't forget, they are the head of this new regressive socialist party. And God forbid that Biden gets in. Let's say Kamala takes over, right? Because after the first couple of days, and something will happen with Joe, they'll step away, they'll put her in. In the administration, you're going to have if you're going to have the AOC and you're going to have the far, far left, you know, right there. Bernie Sanders will be in the administration. I'm telling you, scary. You could lose the country so quickly. So don't. Let's have fun today. Let's watch it. It's going to be with a tongue in cheek. You're going to see what's going on. But then we got to get down to business. And I think we get down to business when the president debates Joe Biden. Then you're going to see something turn. Then you're going to get down to business when the president's talking about Moderna coming out with a vaccine. Could that happen sooner than later? That's gonna be like an October surprise, right? So let's just put your seatbelt on, and we wish everybody the best. But goodness gracious, do not be fooled. Do not be fooled. All right, this is a Trojan horse. This ticket that you see, this Biden-Harris ticket, as nice and amicable as it's gonna seem today. Hey, and by the way, I wish them all the best. I wish them all the best. But you ain't gonna fool me. Let me go to Todd if I can. Kind enough to call. Good morning, Todd. What is on your All right. Oh, we got Steve. All right. Steve, how you doing this morning on Staten Island? What's on your mind, my friend?
Hello, Joe. That was a perfect analogy of Kamala Harris as a nightclub singer, because that's the kind of crowd that her and Biden are going to attract, as opposed to Trump filling giant stadium if he had to. You know, you wouldn't see it happen. But I called because a couple of months ago in Texas City, Texas, at a nursing home. This was on a local news. You'll never see it on national news. Dr. Robin Armstrong treated 91 patients diagnosed with COVID. 90 lived with the hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc. Yeah. You didn't hear about it on the news. Did not hear about it on mainstream news.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Lived. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. We appreciate it, Steve. You're right. Gotta tell you, that's exactly what the cocktail is. And, it's that hydroxychloroquine. It's the, Z-Pak, azithromycin, and the zinc. And it seems to be working. You can see, we hear stories about it. They just don't want it out there. Also, the remdesivir. Dr. Stephen Greer broke it all down. And now they have these IV drips that they put in. So there is some, like the president said, great therapeutics that are offsetting this virus, so we could deal with it. And then when you see the press, you see what the press does when they go, there's 5 million cases. Oh my gosh, look, there's so many cases that are of coronavirus, and they will just cause absolute pandemonium. That's all they want to do is cause panic, and they want to just disrupt this country. That's all it's about. And they'll look at you and they'll say, look, at we lead the world in cases. They don't tell you how many of those cases are actually cured. And they don't tell you that in a flu season, there's 56 million people who get the flu, and yet most of them indeed recover. So, we appreciate that, Steve. Hey, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Joey Sebelius here, Big Al is here. And I'll tell you what, Congressman Peter King is going to join us this morning. And we're going to talk about the power outages. Al, do you have any numbers? There's still, I hate to say it, people without power, not only on Long Island, in Jersey as well, Albert.
The most on Long Island right now, about approximately 15,000 are without power on Long Island. PSE&G in New Jersey has about 600 without power. JCP&L, about 1,400 without power. Con Ed, about 3,600 people around the New York City area and in Westchester. Eversource, which is the power company in Connecticut, has over 4,600 customers still without power. So this is a major problem. The bigger one is obviously the one on Long Island that I mentioned, over 15,000 people. And I'm listening to a report on the way in, and the guy who runs PSE&G on Long Island is saying, well, we're considering giving money back to people, you know, for losing food or whatever. What do you mean considering? Con Ed made that move 2 days ago. You should have been on top of it and said, we're going to give people back money. This is ridiculous. And the bigger problem is, with all of these power companies, they need to be investing more in the communities that they serve, right? So they're relying on the towns to trim the trees and do the due diligence to keep the vegetation back from the power lines. But the power company should be investing in that as well. They have the ability to do that. What are you paying all this money for, right? If all they're doing is delivering the energy to you, right? They don't generate it. It's coming from somewhere else. They're just delivering it to you the end result. They should be taking the money that they charge you, and they should be trimming the trees back that are hanging on power lines. They should be doing this all the time. Not just, a storm's coming. Hurry up. We got to get out there. It's ridiculous. In this day and age, a week and a day, and 15,000 people on Long Island still don't have power, it's disgraceful.
It is. Where are those folks staying in their homes? Did they give them?
Yeah, no. I mean, some people have stayed at a hotel because maybe they can afford it or whatever. They have young kids, but a lot of people have to stay in their homes. They're stuck.
Yeah,
one guy's running a generator to keep his koi pond going in Long Island because he's got these exotic turtles or fish or whatever it is, and he has to keep pouring gasoline in it.
He could eat them. He could eat them. God forbid something happened.
These are the problems we face. The real problems.
But again, the power companies, their communication was poor during this storm. They should have known what was going on and known that this could be something severe. It's inexcusable.
You know what I did, too? I have to tell you. I forgot to tell you this. So I call. We have a Jersey Central Power and Light in my neck of the woods. Now, they will farm out different energy companies. It's not just JCP&L. They'll do different. This is First Energy is the name of the parent company, but they'll farm out to little smaller companies. So I swear to God, when the power went out, I call the number that I have for JCP&L, and then I get a guy, hello, like that. I don't know where the guy was from, and this is an indeterminate foreign accent. Please don't think it's a racist accent, okay? I'm afraid to do an accent.
Indian. It sounded a little Indian, a little Hindu, but all right, go ahead.
But I didn't know, hello, yep, you need power? You need power?
Oh, yeah,
listen, Sri Lanka? This is what I got. Listen. So I go, yes, I need power. We get you new power company. I get you new power company.
Now he's Japanese. Oh, wow. I mean,
I was going to go with Vulcan.
I'm hitting them all, Al.
Yeah.
I'm hitting them all.
What's up next? Russian?
I don't get into trouble here.
Russian? I mean, you're moving further east.
Yeah, we got that. Listen. And then I'm going like, wait, excuse me. I said, my power's out. He goes, no, give it. The guy said, and I didn't know where he was from. I thought it was like in the Philippines, you know, because sometimes they farm out everything. God forbid they should create jobs in America.
Hawaii.
No,
go ahead.
Klingon.
I don't know. And so I go, can you get my power on? What is your customer number? Listen to me. We're going to save you. He's doing a sales pitch to me in the middle of a blackout. Oh, yes. They hijacked the number that you call because I want to get power for my children, and they hijack it, and now I got to go. So I said, Where are you? What am I? Ooh. Mm. And he's being very coy about koi fish. He's being very coy.
He's in the Philippines.
Guy.
He's in a hut.
That's what I think
great
he
Wi-Fi.
Is.
No.
Where are you, man? Where are you? Yeah. And they farm it out, and he's trying to hijack and get to another power company. It's like he's going to give me a better deal. So then I start going along with this. So my daughter's saying, Dad, sounds a little bogus. I don't know if I could trust this. What? There's no rules. There's no laws. And you know what, Al? You know what's scary? There's nobody in charge. This is what the governor should be worrying about right there. Not about politics. Not about the uptick here, the uptick there. No. You should worry about it because what kills me and what hurts, and I keep talking about it, and I see your tweets about how the press is afraid to go after the regressives and the socialists and the Marxists, you know, and they are. The press is afraid. It's your local reporters should be all over this. What in the name of God are you doing?
Well, they are.
Stop with the coronavirus and help get power on, for God's sake. Not one reporter really rides these people like they ride the president, it's disgraceful.
Great example. So I'm watching CBS 2 this morning. And a huge oak tree in Queens, falls on his house. His roof is partially caved in, right? He had been calling 311 for days. You know what they told him? The city told him, we'll be out within 23 days. 23 days, right?
God.
So Marsha Kramer from CBS 2 directly asks de Blasio, hey, this guy has a tree in his house. Here's the picture. The city told him 23 days. De Blasio says that's unacceptable. Within 2 hours, they had people there from the city cutting this tree down so the guy could get his roof fixed and get his power back. It's inexcusable.
He was afraid. Yeah, you don't mess with Marsha Kramer. That's great.
No.
That was great. Yeah, well, you need somebody like Marsha.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Marsha will deal right between your eyes, and that's exactly what you need. Something like that. And for the they're worried about Black Lives Matter and writing Black Lives Matter, and then God forbid if somebody actually puts graffiti on Black Lives Matter. Oh, now we're gonna arrest those people, and then we're gonna make it up all over again and redo it. Get the power on, for God's sake. Congressman Peter King, he's one of the guys fighting for you. And he's we're gonna talk about the power outages on Long Island with Congressman King. Deneen Borelli on this hour as well, and we're gonna talk about Kamala Harris. How about BJ Thomas? 50th anniversary of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And then a really vital, vital listen, if you would. Janice Dean from Fox News, the senior meteorologist, and a great, great gal. You know, she writes children's books, and what she went through, you don't want to miss Janice Dean on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, Debbie's out there looking out for you traffic-wise at 19 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Over on White Plains, avoid South Lexington Avenue, right at Maritime Avenue. It looks like you still have a broken water main over there. The earlier problems on the New England Thruway southbound, getting into Larchmont, completely cleared. Cross Bronx eastbound at Webster Ave, it's a disabled truck. He's on the shoulder, but causing quite a delay. And we're seeing delays on the LIE eastbound at Francis Lewis Boulevard. It looks like they're cleaning up an accident over there as well, so do prepare for some delays. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Traffic is sponsored by Staples Store. Staples helps your business with everything from office essentials to health essentials at amazing prices. This week, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner. Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/40 in rewards. Staples, chance of thunderstorms today with a high of 88. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. I just took my Relief Factor, and I'll take another Relief Factor after lunch, and then I'll take another one this evening. And that is my 3-week quick start with Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. I want you to get out of pain. I do. I love you. You know I do. And Pete and Seth Talbot care about you, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. And they told us that some of their happiest customers, you know, tell them that they just live by Relief Factor. You go, you get some pain, you know, from working out, from getting old, whatever it is. You always can feel your elbow. What about your neck, right? What about my hand when I was cracking those drums, man? Me on the drums trying to do my best Buddy Rich impression. Yeah, good luck to me, right? Well, I could feel it. Sometimes I wear down the tendons, you know, if I'm doing a long set on stage or something. So I start with Relief Factor. I started with the 3-week quick start. I said, let me try this from Pete and Seth, right? So I said, we'll do this together. Remember I said that? Oh, 5 days. 5 days I'm out of pain. 5 days I'm out of pain. Now, I can't make a clinical claim. The FDA says this is a clinical claim. I'm telling you it works for me. Then it works for Al. Works for Al. Al's really cynical. And it worked for Al. Then it works for Debbie. So we know, we feel, let me put it that way. We feel it will work for you. And when Pete and Seth come up with a 3-week quick start, that's just for you to see if we can get you out of pain. So you want to try it. ReliefFactor.com. You just go right there. ReliefFactor.com. 3-week quick start. It's just $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. Let me give you the number. With my New Jersey accent a couple times, you could call 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384.
Larry Elder is disgusted by the mainstream media.
The malfeasance, the negligence, the homicide, the mass murder. And
does anybody have a problem with a PBS host whose salary we in part pay for referring to the Republican Party policies on COVID as amounting to homicide? Mass murder, genocide. This is unreal.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Dan Proft at 9 on AM 970, The Answer. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
So this is the time that you want to fix up your house. Yeah, now's the time to do it. I'm doing the same thing. While you're home, sooner than later, everything's going to turn. It's all going to be back to work. It's going to be madness as usual. I'm telling you, you want to call Rhino Shield now. Get your home Rhino Shield now, because you know why? Susan's going to offer you 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of August, no matter when. when you want the job started. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Now, Rhino Shield is that ceramic coating, seals your house or commercial business, looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee. You're going to love Rhino Shield. I Rhino Shielded the home every day. I'm telling you, we were out on the deck yesterday, and I'm with my daughters, my beautiful daughters. I'm looking at the house. I think about talking to you in the morning about it, about Rhino Shield. It looks freshly painted every day, and I don't want to worry about my house. There's always something, and you know, if you're a homeowner, you know it. There's always something. Once you Rhino Shield your home, you get this beautiful ceramic coating, and then we did the deck. I don't have to worry about a thing, and it is like, I'll talk about just worry-free home living and the value of the home in this crazy real estate market that's exploding. You fix your house up, forget about it, and now Susan's giving you this great deal. Don't forget, you get 15% off the final price when you could order now, right? If you sign up in here, August this month, no matter when you want the job started, and you'll love the workers at Rhino Shield. They are in, they are out, they are quick, they are meticulous. Rhino Shield. Support your local small business, please. Call Rhino Shield today, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Congressman Peter King is a friend representing Long Island, doing a great job, a true public servant, all-around great guy. Congressman, welcome back to the show, Peter. Always great to have you with us, sir.
Joe, it's always great to be with you. You are the man.
Well, yeah, we are just on fire. We're going to get through all this. But, Congressman, tell us about the power outages. Oh, my gosh, and we're talking about people are still without power. And I know you're fighting tooth and nail for this, Congressman King. What's going on with these power companies, sir?
Yeah, actually, just so you know, the entire Long Island congressional delegation, we've been in contact on this. We've contacted the governor and PSEG. Now, this is just, again, I accept the first day or two, maybe they were caught off guard. There's no way you can be going a week and still having thousands and thousands of people without power. So first of all, you know, they have to get it fixed now. Secondly, we have to have a full investigation as to what went wrong, why it took them so long. And even more than that, you know, Joe, as you know, in times like this, what you really need is communication, be able to talk to somebody. People can't even get through to them. And when they do get through, they get bad information. So the communication system has failed. The remedial system has failed. And also their preventive system has failed. I mean, this was even during Sandy. I don't recall it being this drawn out for this long. And during Sandy, we had flooded streets and everything else, which made it more difficult. In this case, the storm was over in 3 hours. And there's been no rain or anything since then. There's no reason why they can't be out there. And the fact that people are not able to get any type of response or any type of decent communication, and not just the average homeowner, who should be the most important people, but even the county executives and the mayors can't get it. So this is wrong. There's one time I agree with Governor Cuomo where he's talking about going after them. Maybe even somehow if he can revoke their license, there's a whole issue if they can or not. But the pressure has to be on them to let them know this is totally unacceptable. This is really their first test since Sandy. They come in after Sandy and they were going to straighten everything out. Everything's going to be perfect. This is the first really major storm we've had in 8 years that I can recall of. And again, it's been a total failure. So think of all the rates that people are paying, how expensive it is, what they have to put up with. And then when the time comes, they get no service. Absolutely indefensible.
It is. And then when you see the governors talking, whether it's Governor Cuomo or Governor Murphy in Jersey, Peter King, they talk about the coronavirus. I mean, they won't stay. And people will ask them, a reporter will ask them one question. What about the power failure? Well, we're sorry. We're working on it. Let's talk about the uptick in coronavirus. Do they understand? It's like these governors, forgive me, though, Peter, because I know you stay in the neighborhood. You're like a neighborhood guy, you know. You always remind me of one of the neighborhood guys that we, even though you were Irish, I hung out with the Italians. But we hung out with some Irish guys, a couple Irish guys. I mean, what am I going to tell you, you know? But you know, it's like Governor Cuomo, Governor Murphy, and I don't want to say anything personally against them, but politically, they just won't go after this or understand it's beyond an inconvenience. It's like a danger now without power at this point. In these hot days, Peter?
You know, Governor Cuomo has been speaking. Let's see if he follows up on it. But you mentioned about talking to the neighbors. on the night of the storm, my street was barely hit at all. I saw some leaves down. I'm looking around. I figured it wasn't that bad. And then before I know it, a neighbor's coming to my door from right around the corner from me. The whole sidewalks are ripped up. One guy, a tree came down in his backyard. All the wires were exposed. Another tree had come down against his front door. He was trapped in his house. He couldn't even get out. The neighbors had to chop the tree up. And then I started going through the neighborhood. God, it was just devastating. It really depended on where you were. Some streets were untouched. Others, I've never seen so many trees down, so many sidewalks ripped up, so many even houses being crushed, cars being crushed. This was it was a brutal storm. So you give them, okay, maybe the first day or two, they were going to have real issues. But a week later, to have this going on is just inexcusable.
Yeah. So what will you do? Do you think that you will have a political group together of representatives, congressmen, to go up against a lawsuit, perhaps, to the power companies?
Yeah. I mean, this is, again, it's primarily a federal issue per se. But I've since it's all the county executive in Nassau County, Laura Curran, any help that she needs, if she wants us to coordinate a federal, state, county effort, we'll certainly do it. I know that the entire Long Island congressional delegation is bound together on this. This is not a partisan, it's not a political issue. This is really a truly governmental human issue which has to be addressed.
Yeah, it's so sad, Peter, because when your power goes out, then when you get it back on, you forget about it. You go, oh, my power's back on, you get back to normal. But good. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for keeping the fight. Peter, what do we do about this, the civil unrest that is continuing and what's happening, this anti-police rhetoric that's continuing? We know, and thank you, you were on the floor of Congress. You did an eloquent speech, Congressman King, supporting law enforcement. I mean, and now I'm watching Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's going to be a little love fest, and the mainstream media is going to just be so soft, and they're going to cuddle Biden and Harris. And but this is that we shouldn't be fooled by that. What we see today, that camaraderie in the Democratic Party, they are still. And this is me speaking now, not you, Peter. But I'm feeling that the Democrats are virtually anti-police at this point.
No, listen. The dominant theme is anti-police. No matter what they say, that's the reality of it. And Joe, what I find disgraceful is, I mean, we're just almost taking it for granted now, or the media takes it for granted that you're going to have cities attacked almost every night. You're going to have people being shot. You're going to have looting and ransacking going on in Seattle or Portland. You have people in the neighborhoods in New York and almost all African-Americans being killed. I mean, the death rate among African-Americans in New York, it's sky high. I mean, it's up like 100, 200%. And that seems to be taken for granted now. It's almost as if this is the world we're going to live in. And it's absolutely disgraceful. And I give credit that maybe she should have acted sooner, but the police chief out in Seattle who resigned yesterday because of the anti-cop attitude out there. But again, just think of this the other way around. Joe, let's say that this were white supremacists going through and killing African-Americans all over the country. This would be the banner headlines everywhere. But because these are left-wing people causing the protests, which result in these deaths and the breakdown of law and order, somehow it seems to be taken for granted. It's terrible.
That's so true. And you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I've been on that all morning, Peter. That Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best. What a great gal. She rises to the top of the police department in Seattle. She's a young black woman. What a great example. She has to step away because of the way they're treating police. And now what's going on in New York? And we try to have as many of the NYPD on the show to show our support of the NYPD. But now you got another year or so of Mayor de Blasio. I mean, no one's straightening this out. And you're leaving in office, Congressman. So it's like, oh my gosh, we're gonna be in the lurch on who's gonna represent us and who's gonna step up. Will it indeed, Peter King, in your opinion, get worse before it gets better, sir?
Yeah, and also my concern is whoever comes after Mayor de Blasio could be worse. If you look at the cast of characters lined up behind him, one's worse than the other. So now these are tough times, and the people have to start organizing, getting together. And they have to bring pressure also on the media. Even though I'll be retired from Congress, I'll be as loud as I ever was. This has me so aggravated, so motivated to stand for the police against us. And not even just for the cops. In the long run, cops can take care of themselves. They're tough people. I'm being very selfish. I'm talking about the families, the parents, the grandparents,
That's
the kids.
That's right.
Whose lives are going to be ruined because of these gangs and looters.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Peter, I'll tell you, it's great that you join us, and we appreciate it so very, very much. We got a ways to go before Election Day. So, Congressman, please keep us posted. And, you know, I cannot wait to see you and Rosemary and the family soon enough at Michael's of Brooklyn. That's a date.
Michael's of Brooklyn. And I have to get your DNA test to prove that you're really Irish.
No way. No. Wouldn't that be funny if I went to Ancestry.com? And I was from Shannon. I'd go, Peter, my friend. No, I don't think so, Peter. I don't think so. Congressman, thank you. Okay, we appreciate it. Thanks for your service, sir. Yes, sir. Peter King right there. Congressman King, wouldn't it be funny if I went to Ancestry.com and I turned out that I had some Irish in me? My kids are half Irish. Come on now. Does that help? Hey, 8:34 with Joe on the radio. Denine Borelli. You don't want to miss Denine. She's fired up about Kamala Harris, BJ Thomas, Janice Dean, and you always at 877-970-2999. So help me God, we will get through this. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
81 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy expected to announce later this afternoon that New Jersey public schools will have the option of starting the school year with no in-person classes. Murphy's office told CBS News this morning the governor will announce a plan at his press conference at 1 p.m. One of the bigger school districts in the state, Elizabeth, announced yesterday their school reopening plan with no in-person classes because local officials say they don't have enough teachers willing to return to classrooms. This follows schools in Bayonne, Jersey City, and Newark, who have many teachers not willing to return and work remotely. A pop-up party on a Queens MTA bus is sparking an investigation. It was 4 o'clock Tuesday morning when the driver had stopped the vehicle while exiting the Grand Avenue Depot to try and get people double parked to move. That's when dozens of people got on the bus and began vaping, dancing, and removing their clothes. No masks or social distancing guidelines were utilized during the 30-minute unauthorized gathering. The bus was then disinfected before embarking on its usual route. In sports, Yankees beat the Braves 9-6. The Mets lost 2-1 to the Nationals at Citi Field. Nets remain hot as the NBA playoffs approach. They beat the Magic 108-96 in the bubble down in Orlando. The Nets have won three straight, five of their last six. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. It's busy on the Newark Bay Extension westbound, getting out toward the main line of the New Jersey Turnpike with an accident blocking the right lane. It's still kind of busy on 9 southbound, getting down toward 35 down through that Sayreville area. It's an accident with injuries right past Washington Avenue. It's been out there for quite a while. Merritt Parkway southbound slowing down through New Canaan with some ongoing right lane construction. It's kind of busy at the Throgs Neck Bridge. Getting into Queens, they're doing construction there, and the Cross Bronx East at Webster Avenue, a stalled tractor trailer, that's in the process of being cleared, so watch out for some slowdowns there. Sponsored by the National Crime Prevention Council, buying fake products can cost you the health of your face, skin, and eyes. Protect yourself. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office. To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real danger to you and your family. Checking in on the forecast, some scattered thunderstorms today, high of 88. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just two for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/8/20. While supplies last, limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
You know, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the nation. Well, they're open for takeout, curbside, or delivery. Check out the menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. And don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. You can still have quality Italian food during this difficult time. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851.
Audiences everywhere are saying Uncle Tom is a must-see movie.
Uncle Tom was amazing.
simply brilliant.
Uncle Tom's the finest, most thought-provoking documentary I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, what an amazing movie.
Every American needs to watch your film.
It doesn't matter if you're left, right, or center. It's a great movie.
It's just absolutely wonderful.
An eye-opening masterpiece of the real history of America.
I am blown away.
Breathtaking. I sat here with tears rolling down my face through most of this movie. Thank you so very, very much for doing this.
Uncle Tom is one of the most important documentaries of our time.
I highly recommend everyone get it. I wish I could figure out a way to get everybody to watch it.
Purchase now at UncleTom.com. Use promo code WNYM for 20% off.
I think that you may save America with this movie.
UncleTom.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Calamine & Company Real Estate. It's the best agency for you. They have a 100% success rate. Boom! Mic drop right there for Calamine & Company. Come on. A 100% success rate? Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. They get the job done quickly and for top dollar. Old-school approach. That's what I love. When you call Lewis Calamine and the team, they take a client-focused old-school approach. I love that. By the way, the market is exploding. So if you're curious to see what your house is worth, if you're curious to see where else can you go, what can you get, what can you get for a great buy, you want to call Calamine & Company Real Estate. They're in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. Here's the number for Lewis Calamine and his team, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go please to Calamine.com. Don't forget, a 100% success rate. Nobody can make that claim. I'm telling you, they're hired by executives, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. Calamine & Company, Calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Denise Borelli is a Fox News contributor, author of Blacklash, a member of the Black Voices for Trump Advisory Board. Denise, welcome back to the show. Always awesome to have you with us. How you doing this morning?
JoJo, good morning. Thanks so much. And to your wonderful listeners, how are you?
Well, it was great. Now, I saw the nicest tweet with a beautiful picture that you said. You said, hey, Jersey Joe, how are you? Was that a New Jersey picture that I saw, that beautiful body of water there, Denise?
My backyard.
Oh, look at that. That's a backyard.
Come on up anytime.
That's a backyard. Wow. God bless you. And it's just, I said, what exit is that? So God bless you. People forget. I wrote the jokes 100 years ago, Denise, about Jersey. So, but it really is the Garden State. So we appreciate that. Hey, Denise, I'm dying to hear your thoughts on Kamala Harris, because I know it's going to be a love fest down there in Delaware. And the press is going to soft soap this and make it really, really nice. Give us the inside line on Kamala Harris as the VP pick for Joe Biden.
Well, I don't have to tell you that the Democrat Party is not the same party it was a few years ago, Joe. This is a totally different animal. Remember the words fundamentally transform America? This has a whole new meaning now with Joe Biden, who is basically an empty suit being controlled by others. And now you have Kamala Harris, who is a far left career politician who will do anything for power. And I'm pointing out the woman is a hypocrite and she's a big time phony. Not long ago, she called Joe Biden out on the debate stage for hanging out with segregationists early on in his career. Now that means nothing. She's his running mate. There's a long list, but you know what? She fits right in as being a hypocrite and a phony because Biden is a serial plagiarist. So they'll get along just great.
Yeah, how long do you think this honeymoon will be over? We'll see them today. And just as an aside, let me go here, if I may, Denise. Joe Biden today at the press conference. You know, I don't have any hate, as you have no hate. I'm just worried, because is this guy going to be able to handle a press conference with Kamala Harris? Aren't they taking a chance by putting the two of them together in Delaware this afternoon?
Well, we'll see who does all the talking, Joe. As we all know, Biden has been in the basement for months. And even when he does make an appearance, He's off script, or he says something that he should not have said. Then he tries to walk it back, and by then it's too late. So, yeah, we'll see how this plays out. But, again, the man is an empty suit, and Kamala Harris is going to come in, and we'll see how things play out. But this is not good for the country, what they are pushing. It's more progressive policies and ideas that are not good for the country and not good for hardworking Americans.
Yeah, and so, but on the inside for Kamala Harris, because you're absolutely right, but she was AG of California, she went after the misdemeanor crimes, like marijuana, went after these folks, and then, of course, she lies when she's in a radio interview saying, oh, well, I smoked weed, and her timeline was off. But this is my fear, Deneen Borelli, is that she's going to smile. It's going to be nice. She's going to do. I always say, and I don't mean this to sound sexist, but she always reminded me of the nightclub singer that with the cigarette and always with a nice kind of off the cuff remark and smile. And people are going to buy that and not see what we really have to worry about is what's happening in Seattle, what's happening in Chicago, what's happening in Portland, and what's happening in New York City. That these folks will be the forefront of that. That Biden-Harris ticket is going to be the forefront of that anti-American movement. Am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. Don't get sucked in by whatever smiles and laughter that you might hear from her. What we're seeing with Democrats, Joe, is that they are demonizing our law enforcement and they're making them the enemy. And I always thank our law enforcement when I come on your show. God bless them. But it is shocking that there is no outcry from these so-called Democrat leaders to condemn the rioting and the violence in these Democrat-run cities. You have the Seattle chief of police resigning, Carmen Best. Zero respect, she said. The police officers get zero respect. There's like 100 officers gone. They're gone.
And it broke my heart.
Picture that, you know, across the country.
Yep.
That these two get in.
And Deneen, you know what I love about you? You never play the race card, you know, and nor did Carmen Best play the race card. She just worked hard. She became the head of the Seattle Police Department, chief of police, and now she's retiring. She's retiring. And then they always go, they always assume, because now they're putting Kamala Harris is a black gal, quote unquote black gal. Oh, that's going to get the black vote. But for you, as a member of the Black Voices for Trump Advisory Board, I mean, you have statistics that show the president will do much better in the black community than people think, correct?
That's right. Rasmussen Report has the support for likely black voters anywhere from 30 to 40%, Joe, which is huge.
That's huge.
But if you care about jobs, education, cheap energy, think about a Biden-Harris ticket. All of that's going to go away because they don't care about any of that. And it won't affect them personally, but it will affect you, hardworking American, with you and your family trying to make a living and trying to work and stay out of trouble and obey the law. It's going to affect you directly.
I know. And you know what got me crazy, Deneen? We'll let you go. But, oh, my gosh. I tell you, I'm watching Chicago, you know, and I've worked with the at-risk community for 25 years of my life, helping out stressed areas and stressed communities and stressed individuals, at-risk kids, you know. And then I see what happened in Chicago, and then this gal from Ariel Ankus from Black Lives Matter making an excuse for the looting, saying this is our reparations. We should be able to loot these companies because they have insurance, they're going to be able to pay for it, and we have reparations. This and not one, and correct me, but not one Democrat answered that. Did any Democrat talk against that? Did I miss something?
Of course not. It comes down to votes, Joe. That's how sick it is. It comes down to votes. And don't forget, Kamala was out there with Black Lives Matter in Washington, D.C., when they were protesting. And Black Lives Matter, they want to defund and disband the police, break up the nuclear family, and there's a whole list of other things they want to do that are not good for the country.
Yeah, Deneen Borelli, Fox News contributor. Tell us about, before we let you go, Deneen, Blacklash. When we order your book, Blacklash, you can go to Amazon, get Blacklash from Deneen Borelli. What was the impetus of that book, if I may ask, Deneen?
Now, sure. My book came out in 2012. It's about my personal life. And I also talk about the political atmosphere at that time, which was under former President Obama. And we're seeing it play out again now, Joe, but it's much, much worse. It's the same apparatus. And again, fundamentally transform America. That's what these radical Democrats want to do.
Yeah, you're right. You're so right. Janine, great. Listen, keep the pictures coming of your beautiful backyard. I just absolutely love that. That is great.
Come up anytime. We'll have Tom Cook.
I love it. No, that was, wait, I have to go here. Stay with me on this because I am Mr. Homebody. And then, did I see that where Tom, with your husband, did he actually go to trim the tree and then he cut the power cord? Did he?
The second time.
Because you said to him,
he doesn't listen to me. What can I tell you? He doesn't listen to me.
He's trimming the trees, and you said, honey, watch the cord. And went right through the cord. Yes, I loved it. Keep it coming. Deneen, thank you. God bless you, girl. Keep up the great work, Deneen. And thank
you
so
much.
Okay, love you too. Deneen Pirelli right there. That is something I would do. I won't even get a power. Don't give me a power, you know, to do the shrubbery. Like, oh, my shrubbery's overgrown. I am not going near it. No, give me a power saw. That would be absolutely bedlam. Debbie, I couldn't do it. Get my gardener in there. And Deneen was so funny. Her husband, Thomas, he's trimming the tree. Honey, watch the cord. And of course, as every
watch
husband would do. Yeah, right to the cord. I love it. You got to love it. And 10 minutes before 9
scary.
O'clock. I know. Don't give a guy a power tool. I am sorry. Debbie's got traffic for you right here at AM 970, The Answer.
I'm certainly glad her hubby's okay. That's the good news right there. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. The Roxneck Bridge, really busy into Queens. We're seeing volume now at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens as well. Cross Bronx westbound, heavy traffic out through Rosedale Avenue getting into the outbound side of the GWB. The outbound GWB upper level construction going on till 2:30. Lincoln and Holland moving smoothly. Let's go out to the Merritt Parkway southbound, slowing down by exit 38 down through 35 into New Canaan. That's some right lane construction over there. That's what's causing the delay. And traffic busy on 95 southbound in Connecticut, getting down toward exit 7, getting down through that Fairfield area. That's some ongoing road work over there as well. Route 9 southbound getting down through Sayreville. An accident there was finally cleared out of the way. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic over on 23 southbound getting down toward Booton Avenue over in Butler. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Connors. You got to call Mike Connors. You can get a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself in the security of your own home. Here's the number for Mike, 718. It's 238-6500, right? 718-238-6500. So I had a conference call with my insurance gal, Catherine, great gal, and with my son Joey, and we talked, and we I'm telling you, Mike Connors put together my whole estate plan in such a way that I could tell my insurance person or where if we want to add something or change something. Mike put it together so it was like in a modular kind of way where you could take care of each child exactly the way you want to. You could protect your financial legacy. whether it's, you know, whether it's property or whether it's life insurance or whether it's something else that you want to leave for your kids, for God's sake. The least you want to do, you know, protect yourself. Mike set it up to the point where he made it so easy for me to work with other people that have to do with your estate. That's what Mike Connors does. And it, I'm telling you, if it works for me, if it works for me with my life, with the kids, and my son Joey's so good. He's the consigliere. My wartime consigliere, Joey, my son. Dad, you want to try this? Dad, you want to do that? Dad, you need that? And you know what he said to me at first? Dad, call Mike Connors before you do anything else. That's exactly what I did. And we sat with Mike, and Beth was there, and their beautiful son, Mike. It's just a great family. And I'm telling you, they helped me out like I can't tell you. And if you want to stay planning, if you have nursing home costs, healthcare proxy, living will, anything that you can't understand, will you please call Mike? It'll put your mind at ease and the weight of the world off your shoulders. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or you could start here, please. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
The radio on AM 970 The Answer, AM 970 TheAnswer.com. Oh, let me go to Virginia on the phones. Virginia, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
I was listening to you speak to Mr. King, and he was talking about the trees. I live in Nassau County. I live in New Hyde Park. We're in the town of North Hempstead. I've been in my house since 1972. Trees used to be trimmed. They do not trim trees anymore. That's the big problem. If you walk around the neighborhood, there are trees down all over. Across the street from me, giant branches have fallen off the tree, and they told the people, oh, we have to evaluate the tree. That's the biggest problem. Years ago, the trees used to be trimmed. They are not trimmed. I live in what they call a bungalow or a cottage. I'm in a one-story house. Houses around me are two stories, capes that were built up. The trees are bigger than these houses. Now, they were there when I moved in 72. They used to trim them. They haven't trimmed them in years. I'm also on the same side of the street as the electrical wires and the utility pole. And we have lost power so many times, and most of it is because the trees come crashing down.
This
is what has to be done. That's
right.
I heard him saying about people say, you walk around the neighborhood, and my husband walks, and he says, a lot of the trees have come down. There's not a good root base on them. So they're coming down. They're big and they're old.
Yeah, you're right. Virginia, thank you. We have the same exact problem in Hunterdon County. Thank you so much. We have the same exact thing. And I don't know why they don't go out and stay on top of that. And that's the power company's responsibility, in my opinion. Thank you, Virginia. And we're feeling for you, girl. Hey, Joe Lumberg is out there checking out the weather for you. Joey, how are we doing? We got another not so bad day today, huh?
No, not too bad. I mean, it's going to be partly sunny through the morning and midday hours. We still have that heat advisory till 8 p.m. It's going to feel like it's midnight. Just a typical steamy August summer day. Got to love that. The thing that may be a little dicey is this afternoon, some thunderstorms are going to pop up in parts of the area, particularly city on north and west, and there could be some downpours. That's why there is a flash flood watch out from noon through the evening hours. And then I think things quiet down after that. It stays warm overnight, about 74 tomorrow. Not as hot, with more clouds and sun, and there could be a shower and thunderstorm. A little drier Friday, and the weekend looks pretty nice across the area.
All right. And balance of nature, allergy report, if you would, Joe Lumberg.
It's moderate to high today. It's been that way for a while, and looks to stay that way for the rest of the week.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Well done, my friend. Joe Lumberg goes out there, still does 40 miles, 200 miles on his bike in that hot, hot heat. God bless him. Hey, Joe, on the radio, I don't understand it, too, because I just before we break. And by the way, we'll have time for phone calls after the 9 o'clock hour at 877-970-2999. I love hearing from you. You know, I just want to get your day started in the most positive ways. And, you know, and we'll opinionate and we'll tell you and we'll pontificate. You know, we'll have some kind of ideas of what is best for us, but you're always welcome. You have the final word on this program. You really do. But I got to tell you, out in Hunterdon County, to Virginia's point, the same thing, man. I look, and the trees, and I look, and I'm taking the kids home from school. Like, I remember this. And then the wires are so low, and it's all overgrown. Is anybody watching? Then they have these trucks. They're from, like, this company called Nelson, and they go and they trim the trees a little bit, but not near enough. That's why there's a power failure, and it's a power company's responsibility. I'm telling you, it's as simple as that. Will anyone listen to us? Hey, BJ Thomas is coming up. How about that? 50th anniversary of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. The legendary BJ Thomas with us, with Joe Piscopo and Janice Dean, Fox News Channel senior meteorologist. You do not want to miss Janice on with Joe on the radio. We're coming right back at you.